Good morning, everybody. Jerry Autry here. Hope you're doing super duper paratrooper and ready for the big day. Here we are trying to make the spectacular five this morning, meaning that you get you can focus for 5 minutes. Even us ADD types can make it focus for 5 minutes. Although recently somebody did say to me, "Are you listening to me?" Well, of course I am. I mean, come on, give me a break. So what are we here to talk about this morning? Well, the theme behind this is the personality factor, the Myers-Briggs type indicator. It will help you if you take the instrument, go online, they got a couple. Find if you like, make a game out of it. Go ahead and take it and then get your profile. They give you one of 16 profiles, and then you can just kind of talk and chatter and surprisingly do this. When you run into somebody and you like them, you're shooting the breeze, a lot of times you can say, "Do you know the Myers-Briggs?" And guess what? They do. It's the most popular instrument like this, personality instrument in the entire world, in the entire country. And so it's a forced choice question. It's kind of fun to take. Shouldn't take you but just a few minutes, especially if you like to take a test. Hey, this is the way for you to go. But what we're talking about here this morning is anything. You know, it's I always try to reinforce the Myers-Briggs because that's why I started out. But I have other things on my mind. Obviously, most of us do. Here it is Tuesday. We're still in the pandemic. I did find out the exact date. Somebody said it was March 13th. So we want to be sure, you know, what 18 months ago? I can hardly believe it. Here we are and still in it. And yet, you gotta keep talking to yourself. Think about your personality. If you're an intuitive type and extrovert, probably a little easier. If you're an introvert where you're having a lot of conversations, but a lot of them are with yourself, or most of them are with yourself, then that could be a difficult issue. So be aware of it. This is creates a self-awareness, the Myers-Briggs does. And so it is positive. I mean, the moment you start kind of thinking in those terms, it puts you in kind of another realm. I mean, we have a lot of stuff that we deal with nowadays. There's a big issue online of thousands and thousands of therapists who help you for a price. And so not bad. I mean, for instance, anything that you can do that helps you, hey, why not? I mean, if you don't mind, if you can afford it. If you can't, then probably some that are free or inexpensive. Check them out. Anyway, I certainly would go for it if I'm already big into the Myers-Briggs and talking to people and, you know, that sort of stuff. What else can I talk about here this morning? Well, somebody told me, or maybe my wife told me, hey, Barbara Boxer, former senator from California, was assaulted in Oakland. Somebody apparently, if this isn't fake news, jumped out of a car, stole her purse, knocked her to the ground. I mean, what can it be? While we're going to talk about Oakland, let's think about Oakland's trying some new homeless ideas, and they've got one big giant homeless kind of park. Now they're going to go for another one and see how that works. A thing about it that's useful about that, regardless of what your own feelings are about what the homeless, and I think it's a national problem, and we should be attacking it from a national basis, and a lot of stuff underlying that, but for a place like Oakland, why not try something different? I mean, what's that old business saying? If you do the same things that you've always done, expecting a different result, you're going to be disappointed. No, you can't continue to do the same things over and over that you've done before and expect that it's going to work out differently if it hasn't before. And that makes sense to me for sure. And I think the Myers-Briggs type indicator would back that up. So there you have it. That's your spectacular five, meaning 5 minutes for this morning. And I hope you kind of take that into your day. And be careful, and whatever you do, be safe. God bless you, and God bless America out here.